We have an assignment for you.
Yes.
Because the first nude beach on the island of Ireland will officially open at Hawk Cliff in South Dublin next month in April. Are you prepared to go down to this beach with Nicola Weir?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
And strip off?
Look, I have done much worse for this program. No, hold on. Strip off? Yes. I said yes before.
No. Are you prepared to go down with our reporter, Nicola Weir? The two of you go down there, strip off.
I don't know.
And report.
That's like the weirdest like team bonding event ever.
Are you prepared to do it?
Does Nicola have to strip off too?
Well, we wouldn't inflict that. Are you prepared to do it?
I need to. What's the fee?
So you would do it for money?
Yes. Are you surprised?
You
I've learned a lot from you.
Let's talk to them, and we'll try to get the lowdown here on what this... Pat Gallagher is from the Irish Naturist Association. Mm-hmm. Good morning to you, Pat.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Would you advise Vinny to do it? Would it give him a boost?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to do. I think everyone once in their lifetime should try it, you know.
Why,
what harm,
Pat?
Can you do?
Why, Pat?
What harm can it do? Actually, I think... You know, there's an awful lot of whatever it is about the benefits of naturism and so on, and everybody, I think, has probably a different approach to it. But certainly, it's a freedom that you won't get otherwise, you know?
And what is that freedom? Like, I take my clothes off in the house all the time, so maybe I don't know. But what is that freedom? Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. I think it's just a personal freedom, an acceptance of your own body, acceptance of yourself, throwing off the shackles of shame that we're all brought up with. You know, and I think mentally it's quite good for you once you begin to accept your own body for what it is and begin to accept other people for what they are.
So how often are you naked? Like, are you nude now?
Mind your business.
No, not right now I'm not, but I would be quite a lot of the time, yeah.
Well, why are you not naked now?
Well, it's a little bit chilly out here.
And is the cold a factor? Do you think it's going to be a factor on the beach?
No, because, you know, like, come around May, from May to September, I mean, you know yourself, we get reasonably good weather throughout the summer months. Okay, we get rainy days the same as everyone else, you know, but we get reasonably good weather. And if it's good enough for the general public to go to the local beach, strip down to bathing trunks or shorts or whatever, then it's good enough for us to go to our little areas and not have to wear the shorts or the bathing trunks.
You would have to shave before you went down.
I don't think that is how it works. You're meant to be happy with your body, and I am not as hairy as you like to let on.
You couldn't be happy with a gorilla hair.
You're exaggerating now. I think you do like being nude, don't you?
What?
You like being naked.
No, I don't believe I'm wearing clothes in bed.
No.
I think it's weird.
In the house, do you walk around your house naked?
I now and again.
You do, all the time.
Well, who doesn't?
Most people don't. They
don't
maybe strip
ridiculous.
Off when they're getting in the shower.
Don't be ridiculous.
Or they're getting into bed. No, I'm telling you, most people wear clothes around their house,
nonsense.
If not just to save their neighbours.
So, Pat, is it? I have this thing in my mind that, and look, this might be completely based in ignorance, which is why I'm asking you.
Probably.
But is the Naturist Association, are the vast majority of members, I don't know, pensioners, or is there a young breed generation of naturists?
No, there's a mix of all ages, really.
Is there?
I know we get the term that people go on the beach and they see a lot of older people. And I think maybe older people are more acceptable of their own bodies, having, you know, gone through life. Women had babies, grew, you know, the whole lot. And we tend to accept all our faults, all our wobbly bits, all our scars, all the rest of it. But certainly when I go on the continent and on the beaches where there are thousands upon thousands of people, there are all sorts of ages. Young families from the 20s up with their children, you know, and right up to the older age group again that you refer to.
And you think it's appropriate, you mentioned children, you think it's appropriate to bring children onto these beaches, do you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. You know, there's many... naturism actually is a family. It's a family lifestyle, you know. And children who grow up in a naturist, they don't think anything rude or shameful or otherwise about the human body. They just accept it for what it is, you know.
And so you're saying that naturism is more... It's more common in Europe, is it? Where is it more common?
I would think so, yeah. Certainly France, Germany, certainly, Spain, Croatia, some of these countries that I've been, yes, it's quite widespread, you know, across the continent.
Here's Jim in West Belfast. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
There's a couple of points I want to bring up, please, if you give me the time. First of all, could you give us the date that Vinnie and Nicola Weir will be going down to the beach and run about in their swimming trunks?
Do you want to avoid that date?
We want to inform the ocean marine life to be on patrol, just not to traumatise all the sea animals and the fish.
What are you trying to say? Is that against me or Nicola?
It's against probably you and Miss Weir. No disrespect, but I saw you.
I think that's very disrespectful.
Vinnie, let me finish something. I'm one of your biggest fans, and I know you'll be taking over from Nolan when they get rid of him. But I saw you in town last week, yeah, and you've put the beef on.
Yes, he's fat now.
You have. Like, I have to say, Vinnie, you had to be admired because you were in good nick. But
absolutely.
Since you've become salubrious with this glittering career and show of yours on a Monday night, you've got plenty of
time. Where did you see me and where was I? And how was I looking fat?
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that fat belly wobbling around the beach?
I have to agree with Nolan, and Nolan gets in my wick, but I have to agree with him. You have put the beef on, Vinnie. So
I haven't.
You need to get off the men's
You have. No, you really have.
I have not put the beef on. I weigh the same now that I weighed about
Vinnie,
a year ago.
Look at me.
Don't be so ridiculous.
Can I tell you?
You need a bag. Girdle.
I am saying this to you as a friend.
Yes, what are you saying, my 23 stone colleague?
21.
23.
Can I say this to you?
Yes.
As a friend.
Yes.
You're now very fat.
No,
can
I'm
make
not.
Can I make another point, Stephen, please?
Yes, Jim.
Before you get rid of me?
Yes.
I watched a wee Facebook video the other night of you and your lovely mother out for a meal.
Yes.
Right, hold on. And yes, Audrey, God love her, great woman. But about the last minute and a half, you swung your mobile phone round to your face, and your face was the size of my wee girl's doll's house. Couldn't believe it.
What's this man's name? Jim.
Jim,
you must be some kind of Adonis.
Well, I have.
Are you a bit of a looker, Jim, are you?
I wouldn't say I'm a looker. No, I have a head like a busted sofa, but I keep myself
there. Back. We go. You and your head like a busted sofa.
Let me tell you about my mother. Here's what happened. Just to get into the story about my mother before we move on. This is on Facebook. The real Stephen
Stop
Nolan.
Saying the real. It's just real Stephen Nolan. It's not that hard to get.
Real Stephen Nolan. That's the address, is it?
Yeah, there's no the.
Well, I didn't know that until now. So on the Facebook page, you can watch this video where essentially, and again, this is a true story. So my mother, Big Audrey, she doesn't really understand direct debits.
Yes.
Okay? Or anything like that. So my mother, about 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago, got a Marks and Spencer's, Marksies as she calls it, right? She got a Marks and Spencer's credit card, okay? And I thought, being a good son, what I would do is I would set up the direct debit from my account and not tell her. And I thought, right, well, she'll go down to Tesco and she'll maybe buy a wee bunch of grapes or something, and sure, that's no problem.
That's very nice of you.
It was very nice of me until, and you can see all of this unfold on the Facebook site, because my mother found out just this week, 9 weeks later. You see, she kept on saying to me over recent years, she loves those credit cards because you don't notice the money coming out of your bank account. The money was never coming out of her account, it was always coming out of mine.
So why did you tell her?
What?
Why tell her?
Well, she discovered this. But here's the rub of the story.
Mm.
Audrey had decided. I kept on looking. I needed to get a second job for it. I needed to go out taxiing or something. Audrey decided that 1 month she was buying a new sofa, 1,600 quid. Said to me, "This is great. I don't even notice the money coming out. New kitchen, $4,000.
Are you're serious?
Off to Magaluf, 1,200 quid. And she says, "Stephen, you should get one of these cards. You don't notice the money coming out."
See, listen, Stephen.
This is
see
true.
But you make that much story. Money. You did not need to tell her that. You should have just stumped up the
if
cash.
If you look up, I think there are over. The last time I looked, there's something like 1,200 people or something even commenting on this video. Real Stephen Nolan, go and have a look at it. Phil in Belfast. Good morning, Phil. The William Hansen's waiting, and William gets really ratty if you keep him waiting. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning.
We will come to you in just one moment. You stay there. Good morning, Phil.
Is this Stephen Nolan?
This is the biggest show in the country. Good morning.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Stephen, I haven't seen a picture
of your
beef.
Sorry?
Oh, yes. I heard you had a space in between your teeth, and I was thinking maybe you do like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was thinking of a few actors, but he's the only one I can come up with. Maybe, I think you should get something done about that, over the Easter break.
Maybe you're trying to look like Madonna. She's got a gap between her teeth.
The controller of BBC Northern Ireland, Peter, as he calls himself. Peter.
No, he doesn't. He does. He's from Ballymena.
Peter. Hi there, I'm Peter.
He does talk.
His name's Peter. His name's Peter, but I'm Peter. So Peter yesterday said he didn't think it was appropriate that I would be walking around with no teeth.
As long as you're not in pain, Steve, that's the main thing. But
no, I'm in pain.
But if it doesn't look right, that's more important, you know. So maybe we should get that seen. You know,
it was a little temporary. Anyway, mind your own business. Yes, all of you mind your own business. Would you like to go down onto a nudist beach with Vinny, Phil?
Yes, I'm going down tomorrow, so I am.
Are you?
No.
Why not?
It's not my cup of tea, Stephen, so it's not...
William Hansen, would it be your cup of tea? This is the new nudist beach which has opened up in Ireland.
No, funnily enough.
In Dalkey. I've never heard of Dalkey in my life. In Dalkey.
No, I'd probably be violently ill if I went down and looked at all the sights there.
I'm sorry?
Probably be violently ill. It's not sort of my sort of thing. It's not going to float my boat. I appreciate for some people it does, and lovely, it's a free country, they can get on with it, but it's pretty grim if you think about it.
Well, you see, but this is where there is a serious conversation. Why on earth would the human body make you violently ill?
Well, because you know, Muscle Beach, it's not going to be this particular nudist beach in Ireland, or indeed anywhere else. All these other nudist beaches around the world, not just an Irish thing. You know, most people's bodies are, you know, not particularly up to par, and I don't necessarily want to look at complete strangers' bodies. I mean, I sometimes catch sight of myself in the mirror and be violently ill. So if I do that with my own body, think how it's going to be with other people.
But so how have we got to the stage where the human body is make the sight of the human body, William, is making people violently ill, or they're afraid to look at it, or they're afraid... In other European cities, as Pat Gallagher's been talking to us this morning, nudity is kind of... It's more acceptable, it's more the norm. It's not that far out there.
No, and again, that's another culture, and fair enough. But I think we Brits are particularly probably we have more of an innate sense of not wanting to be embarrassed. And I think you know we are raised. It's a condition. You know, it's a condition of our all of our upbringing that we are raised that you know we wear clothes and we cover up, and that's so intrinsic to how we have brought up that when you shed clothing in such a way, you know that actually deep down it's sort of shameful. Now, you know, if we were starting human race from day one, we probably wouldn't make it shameful, perhaps, but it is. It's just sort of part of it, and that's why I think some of us with sort of, you know, in the right mind would find it pretty nauseating.
So we can't encourage you and Vinny to, I don't know, go out for a packed lunch down onto the beach?
All the money in the world would not encourage me to go there, and that's no offence to Vinny.
Pat Gallagher, what do you think when you listen to this?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, he talks there about shame, you know, and I just kind of keep asking the question, why are we so ashamed of our bodies? I think it's because we are brought up that way. I think that gentleman said that. It's the way we are brought up to be ashamed of our bodies for whatever reason. And a lot of that came in Victorian times. Before Victorian times, the body was quite acceptable as it was. And suddenly everything changed and they invented a thing called a swimsuit, which basically was more clothing than you would wear going around in the normal daytime, you know. So we shouldn't be ashamed, no matter. And we don't all have to be Adonis on the beach either or whatever. You know, we are what we are and we should accept what we are and we shouldn't be ashamed of what we are.
And are you not self-conscious at all, Pat, about people saying everything?
Not at all. No, I accept what I am. Humps, bums, big belly, whatever it happens to be, big bum, whatever you happen to have. I just accept who I am. If I don't like who I am, I will change it a bit. You know, but I will accept who I am at any given time. Mark, and I'll accept others for who they are.
Mark Tottenham's joining us now. You swim in this beach, Mark, do you? Good morning.
I've certainly swum there in the past, yes.
Do you swim with clothes on or off?
I would swim with swimming trunks on. Yeah.
Oh, right. But of course you do, because it hasn't officially opened yet. But when this new nude beach opens, will you be giving it a try?
Well, the funny thing about this is that this is a place that's been famous locally as a place where people swim naked all my life. I mean, I remember back in the 70s going there, and there were always naked men swimming there. I mean, by and large, it's...
You've probably been... Have you been there before, Vinnie?
I've never been there.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
At a local level, it's been sort of controversial, not because of the nudity, but because this bathing place and another one locally were places where men would swim, and there used to be signs saying men only or men's bathing place. And back in the 70s, there were sort of invasions by women who said that these were nice amenity areas they wanted to swim in, and they would go and swim there as well. And both men and women have always swum there, mm-hmm. either with togs on or off. And by and large, most people have turned a blind eye to what they didn't want to see.
Mark, thank you. Stay there for me. Nicola Weir.
That's absolutely correct. That area has been used for many years for nude bathers. The nude bathers swim alongside those who wear swimming trunks, and everybody has lived in harmony. The only difference is that the council are now going to put up signage which simply will say to anyone untoward that nude bathers may be seen. So anyone who may be offended in any way by naked bathers will then be pre-warned. That's the only difference that's happening down here.
Mark mentioned invasion of women. We have an invasion of women every day in the office, yes. when Nicola walks in. Good morning to you, Nicola.
Good morning.
Why is she on the phone when she's downstairs?
I'll tell you why. Because obviously, according to Jim, I'm too fat to get down the stairs. That boy Jim you had on the phone. I'm furious.
Sorry, he said he'd face like a busted sofa, so it's all right, Nicola.
Vinny has volunteered that you and he go down to this beach for an assignment.
I'm probably going to get in an awful lot of trouble for saying this, but I agree that my bits should not be seen by anybody. I think there comes a certain age that really your bits should be your own and you shouldn't subject them on anybody else.
But you're not subjecting them on anyone else, are you?
You kind of are. I know I'm going to get in an awful lot of trouble, but I think that notice speech should be restricted to anybody under the age of 30 with a BMI of 25 and under.
That's a bit unfair. So are you turning down our assignment then, Nicola?
Your BMI must be about 50.
Sitting there like some kind of beach ball with legs. Don't be talking about my weight.
I am including myself in this. I just think that once you reach a certain age, really don't. And I actually get, you know, I'm the same. If I catch sight of myself in the mirror, it does make me kind of a bit ill every now and again.
Shane in Belfast. Morning, Shane.
Hello. How are you doing today, Stephen? I'm just ringing there. I was reading in the paper last week about one of these nudist beaches.
Yes.
And
are you going on a trip?
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Yeah, a nudist beach. A gentleman, you know the white garden furniture, which wouldn't be very sturdy, and people always fall off.
Yes.
Whenever he sat down, the plastic bits moved apart. And then whenever he got comfortable, they closed up again, and his bits and pieces got caught in the thing, and the fire brigade had to be called for a rescue.
That's right, I saw that story. The fire brigade.
That's not true.
The fire brigade had to come and pull him.
Oh, that could happen to you.
As the BBC would say, he got his penis stuck, and the fire brigade had to come.
Please don't use that word.
They did.
There's something weird when you use it.
Anyway, are you going
to
go?
I'm happy to go, but Nicola said no, so she's torpedoed that.
Well, you'll have
that.
To go on your own.
No, not that, but no.
And file a report.
No.
Adios.
Goodbye, Shane.